We got to talk about Lindsey Graham, right? So, Lindsey Graham has died. I guess it was somewhat unexpectedly. He had just come back from Ukraine, and the circumstances of it are reportedly somewhere along these lines. Around 8:30 p.m. Friday night, a call came into DC 911, but 20 from outside the city, from a female caller saying that the door was open, that there seemed that an elderly man was in heart having a heart attack or some kind of respiratory distress. The EMS guys went over there. They found the door locked, actually, and then they broke down the door, got in there, and tried to work on Lindsey Graham, and obviously he didn't make it. I mean, obviously, look, I'm just going to say the not so quiet part out loud, right? I mean, it is widely considered an open secret in official Washington that Lindsey Graham was a closeted homosexual, right? Good morning, JT. How are you?
JT,
that's what I fall in on. I land
That's where you
yeah
fall.
you just yeah you just come in on people in the closet. And I mean, no, listen, I for one am overjoyed that Lindsey Graham is gone. A lot of people
Oh, me
say,
too.
they say, no, you should not talk ill of the dead. Sorry, that's the best time to talk ill of them, especially if you are a Christian. If someone is a complete dirtbag, a mass murderer, a sociopath, a degenerate, a poster child for evil in our time, that's Lindsey Graham, and he is
True.
roasting in hell right now in the deepest, darkest depths,
From your
and as
lips
they
to God's
may
ears.
burn for all time and scream for mercy that you're never going to get. Fuck you.
I agree.
Yes.
And
Agreed.
also, let's face it, like, what kind of bastard? This is a side thing, right? But what kind of a bastard is, like, obviously a cock goblin all week long, all weekend long, and then votes against gay rights when it comes up? I mean, by the way, I just want to say, you know who I fucking hate in all this is all the mainstream corporate Democrats like Kamala, all these like corporate Democrats like oh God, what's his name from Connecticut? Anyway, they're going on and on about what, like, privately, Lindsey Graham was really affable. He was very funny. I really had a good time hanging out with him. And I'm like, oh, good for you. I heard that Hitler could be really charming too. I mean, who gives a shit? And in a way, it makes it worse, right? So if Lindsey Graham was capable of being a good, decent person, behind closed doors, in the closet, let's say, to coin an expression, then he knew better. He wasn't just an asshole all the time. Like, he knew how to be a good person. But let's face it, what is his life, right? He's not an accountant. Right? His life is literally the life of setting public policy and promoting political changes in our system. And what did he do with that life? He used it to murder hundreds of thousands of people, to enable the murder of hundreds of thousands of people, to deny people the ability to see a doctor when they needed to see one. I mean, he made the world a shittier place with his career, with his life. And, like, who gives a shit that, like, he was nice behind Clinton. This is like finding out that Hillary Clinton is apparently charming one-on-one. It doesn't do us any good. It's like
No.
it's irrelevant.
Agreed. No, I did a video Sunday morning. I put a suit on. I put a suit on. And then I was, as I pointed out, this is the soul that I'm willing to reap. That I will put a suit on to reap. Because I wanted to make sure there are going to be oceans of ink about how Lindsey Graham is a statesman. Lindsey Graham was in the Senate. Lindsey Graham was a degenerate dirtbag murderer that was firmly involved and the murder of kids, the murder of women and children, the murder of Russians, et cetera, et cetera. Pick a group. Lindsey Graham was okay with the murder of that group, the Libyan war, where they effectively got rid of Gaddafi and turned that place into a basket case where they were selling blacks at that point for less than you could buy a car, if I'm not mistaken.
Literally,
But
they had open air slave markets, literally.
open air slave markets. Do you think Lindsey Graham lost a day of sleep over backing that? No, he did not. Even Jelani at this point, Lindsey Graham is okay with Jelani also, who has been ethnically cleansing minorities in Syria. when you're talking about somebody who has blood gushing off of his hands before he dropped dead, it's Lindsey Graham. And so for people who get skittish about us hitting him on this, it is a sacred duty to ensure that somebody like that does not get commemorated without there be alternative voices pointing out the reality of his life, as opposed to this wisp of smoke that they're going to create in media about somebody who was effectively a soldier for the empire, which is different than being somebody who's backing Americans.
I mean, you know, look, it didn't do his legacy much, you know, any good, whatever legacy he had, to see all the top Israeli officials like Bibi going on and on, in, you know, like he was such a close friend of Israel. This morning, I had to listen to NPR talk about like how, you know, it was so great that he stood up for democracy in Ukraine. I'm like, that's like standing up for veganism at a steakhouse. Okay, there's no democracy there. I mean, there's no elections. Kind of hard to have a democracy when you've got no elections and no election campaigns and no rival political parties. Otherwise, it's a great democracy. I mean, here's the thing too, right? People say, oh, wait till the body is cold. Like, don't say anything. First of all, no, when someone dies is when we assess their life. That's when the obituaries are written. That's when we talk about the good and bad stuff that they all did. And like nobody wants to hear about Lindsey Graham 3 weeks from now. Okay.
Right.
This is the time. It's now. And the other, you know who also gives you permission to make fun of Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham. He was always an asshole about the people that he helped to kill or whose deaths he approved of. He made fun of them. He was totally bitchy and queeny about it. He talked about, you know, he made fun of the death of the Ayatollah. He had quotes about, like, you know, he was sad that he didn't have enough bombs to kill Iranians with. He was hoping that we would hurry up and ramp up production so we could kill more Iranians. I'm not even paraphrasing there. He was a bad, gleeful man. He wasn't misled. He wasn't complicated. There are people like that. He wasn't one of them.
Yeah, and he was just evil.
He was an unrepentant shitheel.
Yeah.
And not to mention, like, totally hypocritical. Like, literally, he himself, 99.9% chance, was a member of a historically disadvantaged, group of people, gay people.
Gay.
And so someone like him, you know, should have an, frankly, you shouldn't have to be gay or any other kind of ethnic identity or anything like that to be able to identify with people, with the victims of oppression. You should be able to be like me, a cis, heterosexual, able-bodied, white as shit male dude, and be able to see that when cops are pulling people over and killing them, that it's fucking wrong. But when you yourself are a member of that group, it boggles the mind. It's like, well, you can't escape it. You know what oppression is. You literally are living a closeted life because you're oppressed, right? He was oppressed as a gay man. And like, he couldn't even come out to his own party and say, by the way. And so that's, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you got the, it boggles the mind. It's just like, it's sort of like Larry Craig, the senator from Idaho, who did the wide stance in the
same. Oh, he has a wide stance, right?
The wide stance.
And he was a family values conservative. And, you know, I've had this debate with Scott Stantis where he's like, how come like it's only Republicans who get picked on like that? I'm like, because Democrats don't go around telling you where you should put your dick, okay?
Right.
But Republicans do. And so if they put their dick in a place that's like, you know, not officially mentioned, you're allowed to make fun of them. We're allowed to make fun of the fact that Lindsey Graham was gay because he was such in denial about it and because he was a right-wing conservative. If it was, you know, Ted Kennedy, you know, no, not really. Right. It wouldn't be appropriate.
I've got to tell you a story about yesterday when I went to church, because as y'all know, it's kind of an open secret, I guess. Unlike Lindsey Graham, I do wear my Christianity on my sleeve.
Yes.
And
open secret, yeah.
So I went to church yesterday, and one of the deacons, the pastor, came up and said, Robbie, Did you hear the horrible news? Lindsey Graham is dead. I says, horrible for him, as he's roasting in hell right now. He split hell wide open. I just gave them the same thing right there, the sanctuary of the church. And you got to keep in mind, these are always Republican types. And just like, he doesn't know
you by now. Like,
he was responsible for the death of over a million Iraqis. I mean, God knows how many people it is that he is directly responsible for the death for. And so he always put Israel first over his own constituency, and his people are dumb enough to keep voting for him. When the hurricane went through North Carolina last year and they're getting flooded out, he said, yeah, I mean, North Carolina's bad, but think about Israel. It's like, dude, these are your neighbors directly to your north, and you are a pastor, and you're going to come and say, Robbie, what do you think about Lindsey Graham? I didn't say fuck him to the pastor. That would have been inappropriate. However, I did say he is roasting in hell right now, in a devil's hell, screaming for mercy. He's never going to get in good riddance. Your earth is better off without him, and he's a waste of carbon. And the pastor's like, he was speechless. He's like, how do you not know me by now?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I always love it when people come up to me and say things like that, like, you know, like Art Spiegelman, you know, the cartoonist. He's going to die, right? I mean, he smokes like 65 packs of cigarettes a day, and he's older than me. He'll die. And people I know are going to call me and say, like, oh, did you hear the terrible news? I'm like, everybody knows I hate him, okay? And like, I'm opening up a bottle of champagne when he dies.
Right.
It's like, but people will say that. Well, it's so terrible that you. It's weird. Like, also, your pastor, I mean, doesn't he have similar views about gays than you do?
Well, maybe, but I mean, he obviously doesn't have the same values when it comes to the murder of innocent people that I do.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you could be. I always try to be consistent with my pro-life stance. It's wrong to kill babies in the womb. It's also wrong to kill them with sanctions and by dropping bombs on them. Yeah. Collective punishment is wrong. If it's wrong to arrest people for praying outside of an abortion clinic, it's also wrong to drop a 2,000-pound bomb on a market and eviscerate 300 people.
Or blow up a fisherman just because. Lindsey Graham was all about that.
Yeah. And the thing is,
I had no issue with any of it.
Well, you know, in fairness, I was already in a bad mood because of some bad news I got over the weekend. So I got there I did not want to go to church yesterday. I just wanted to stay home, but I went because what kind of example would I be setting for my son, and my wife needed me there. So I went, and then the first thing, and I'm already mad at the world, and the pastor's like, "What about that poor old Lindsey Graham?" I was like, "Dude, let me tell you, you picked the wrong day and the wrong dude."
Wrong day to have that conversation. Yeah. Nah, man, it's, I saw it and I was like, it was the first thing I saw on Sunday morning when I woke up. And I was like, wait a minute, is this right? Lindsey Graham is dead? And I was like, ooh, this is going to be a fantastic day. By the way, and then Mitch McConnell.
Garland Nixon is really hilarious, right? He posted, like, you know, food tastes a little better. The weather, the sun shines a little brighter because Lindsey Graham.
It feels like Weekend at Bernie's. That's what it feels like. That it, like, one thing, I'm just propped up on the bed, and it's like, there's no way that guy's alive.